You've tuned in to Naturopathy Earth Radio in occult health news, where you get the latest on medical cover-ups, government malfeasance, toxins being put in our food and home, as well as sound, clean eating principles. We are here to cast a light on what the big sick care industry and its government shills don't want you to know. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of shackles of Big Food and start your journey now on a long, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathy Earth. Here's your host, A. Gregory Luna.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of MP Radio and Occult Health News. I hope you're doing well today. Before we begin talking about something positive that fast food restaurants have done, let's talk about the website. It's naturopathicearth.com, NaturopathicEarth.com. Go check out the recipes, the articles, and all the other cool things there, the free downloadable PDFs, and a lot more information over there. I am a certified paleo-inspired health coach. If you're in the need to lose some weight, contact me. Please contact me and I can help you with that. I do have a separate podcast series called Confessions of an Obese Child, which chronicles my life as an obese child and some of my issues in the past with emotional eating and binge eating and coping mechanisms that came from growing up that way. I mean, talk about family dysfunction. So if any of you have addiction in your life or know anyone who has addiction in their life, go listen to that podcast stream. If you don't know, Kate and I created this podcast and website about a year and a half ago. We're both high school teachers in San Antonio, Texas, and she's more behind the scenes and I am doing more of the podcast. So if you could support us, that'd be great, because it does cost money to maintain a website and a podcast. So a couple ways you can do that is crowdfunding account through Patreon. Just click on the link on the episode notes or go to the homepage of the website and you can find it there, and you can donate anywhere from $1 to $5 a month to $10 to even $20 a month to help defray the cost. Or you can buy my memoirs, Confessions of an Obese Child, on Amazon, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook, and you can buy that for $2.99, or it's free if you have the unlimited. All right, let's talk about McDonald's. I love to rant against big food, big pharma, big medical device, big business. But look, there have been some changes. And so I do want to cover the positive, because I know, because my students who do listen to my episodes, they'll tell me, that, Mr. Luna, you know, people don't want to hear all these horrible things that they find in their food. And I have a friend, Megan, and I did the episode last week on pumpkin spice latte and scented candles and the risk of getting conditions if you have breast augmentation and nursing and all these things. And she once told me, she's like, wow, it's like you did four episodes in a row where I do all those things. You know, it's like you're attacking me. And it's like, look, first of all, it wasn't those four episodes she was alluding to. But I don't want you to feel like everything is negative, you know. But I feel like let's talk about all the horrible things that are in our food and in our life and purge them so we can have an optimal life. Now, a lot of people listen to this podcast stream, and I get the emails. You know, they're like ostriches who put their head in the sand. They just in denial, or they choose not to seek this information or listen to this podcast or similar ones because they just don't want to know, because they feel like they might end up paranoid and they think everything around them is bad for them. And, you know, that is your right and that is your choice. But I do feel like we need to know these things so we can make informed decisions. But this episode is more about something positive that fast food is doing. And so, look, you got to give them credit. Now, the motive and agenda behind it, of course, the skeptic's going to see right through it. But the action or result is positive. So we're going to be reading off of CNN Money here. It says, fresh beef in McDonald's burgers. McDonald's is on a mission to eliminate artificial ingredients from its menu. Even the Big Mac special sauce is getting a makeover. The fast food company, which hopes to attract more health-conscious consumers to its drive-thru encounters, announced changes to its most popular hamburgers Wednesday. And this came out just like 2 days ago. It's 7 classic burgers, the hamburger, the cheeseburger, the double cheeseburger, the McDouble, which is essentially double cheeseburger. I think it just has one more slice of cheese. Quarter pounder with cheese, double quarter pounder with cheese, and the Big Mac will no longer include artificial preservatives, flavors, or colorings. The change affects every part of the sandwich, from the bun to the cheese and the sauce. McDonald's said it stripped components like calcium propionate, an artificial preservative, from its buns, and eliminated sorbic acid, a preservative, from its American cheese. The iconic Big Mac special sauce is also being reformulated. What, it's not ketchup and mayonnaise? McDonald's said it's removing artificial preservatives, including potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, and calcium disodium EDTA, without sacrificing that signature taste, because I can just still get it from mayonnaise and ketchup. So potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, we've talked about these two. These things are in everything. If you go back to the Clean Eating Pantry and Fridge episode early on, and some of the other sorted episodes throughout the last 150. And yes, we are at the sesquicentennial episode here, 150. We have talked about those preservatives. They're in everything. If you go to the episode I have on hummus, if you go to the episode that I've done on candy bars, if you go to the episode on the 3 ingredients that are found in toxic ingredients that are found in 80% of all processed foods, we do talk about these preservatives. They're ubiquitous. Pretty much just look at every packaged food and you're going to find them there. So these are great things. Now, the meat has been changed. So this is more of the buns and so forth. So, and they have been going through a little phase, because it was over in 2016... they reformulated the Chicken McNuggets, and they took out the preservatives from the Chicken McNuggets. So now a McDonald's spokesperson says, quote, right now about 2/3 of the company's sandwiches are preservative-free, with an ongoing effort to reach 100%. Now, the patties were already preservative-free, and they were only seasoned with salt and pepper. So the new changes here are mostly to do with the cheese and the buns and the sauce. Now, Subway was caught putting in azodiacarbonamide, and I think it's like nicknamed AZO, and they were putting that in their bread for a long time. And this came out like 4 years ago. It was a big deal because it's the same chemical they put in yoga mats and rubber-soled shoes to kind of keep them soft and squishy. And the thing that never came out at that time was that all fast food and restaurants do that, because again, like I definitely don't want to defend big restaurant, but from their point of view, you know, they want to minimize expenses as much as they can while not sacrificing customers and profits. So they're going to skim by. I mean, that's one of the reasons they always use food dyes and artificial flavors, because it's much more expensive to actually use quality ingredients than to use these chemicals they can just get from their chemical suppliers. So all the fast food places were using AZO for their bread, and to make it softer and to preserve it. So, look at it from their point of view. If they can spray chemicals or put preservatives in their produce, for example, it'll make it less likely to get stale, and they have to throw out that lettuce and tomatoes and pickles and cheese and so forth. So if it stays fresher through the use of preservatives, to them it makes sense, because then they don't have to bring in new ones and they don't have to just throw out all this food, so they can maintain their profits. So even with this revelation now, the pickles still have an artificial component to it. So it's like, well, how are they even lacing pickles with that? But again, you know, we can inject or spray loads of chemicals into the produce in particular to keep it fresh. So that's still going to have that. But it's heartening in that they are making the attempt to do it. So that's great. Now, McDonald's had already taken out all the artificial preservatives from the McNuggets, and it ditched high fructose corn syrup in its buns, which is great. And then earlier this year, the company replaced frozen beef with fresh beef in its quarter pounders and rejiggered its Happy Meal offerings with healthier options like milk. That is also great news as well. So there is progress being made here. So a McDonald's spokesperson, Chris Kempczinski, said Wednesday, quote, "We've made significant strides in evolving the quality of our food, and this latest positive change to our classic burgers is an exciting part of that story," close quote. Now, they still have to make improvements. So, like, the specialty burgers, like the McRibs, the Filet-O-Fish, which, you know, I'm sure is processed fish, those two burgers still have loads of preservatives in their meats. So it's more to the seven classic burgers. And McDonald's is still in trying to lay out some improvements for the future. For example, they want to have sustainably sourcing all their McCafe coffee by 2020 and transitioning to cage-free eggs in the U.S. and Canada by 2025. Now, go to our episode about which egg is best. It's one of those early ones. I think it's episode 2025. And we talk about how they use so much false advertising and mislabeling to make you think that cage-free eggs, for example, are pastured eggs and or even organic eggs. And, you know, pastured eggs, if you ever go to your grocery aisle, is extremely expensive. I mean, you can buy almost three dozen of the conventional eggs for the price of a dozen of pastured eggs. So look, cage-free eggs means that they get to look out of a door that goes outside. It doesn't mean that they go outside and run around and get sun, but they're not stuck in a cage their entire life. Go look at those videos of what it's like for these poor chickens and poor hens to be literally in a cage, and they're pumped up with so much antibiotics and hormones that their legs break because they're so much bigger now than, let's say, chickens and hens 50 years ago, that they break their legs. So they got all these wounds, and they're essentially stuck in this cage, and they can't walk, and they just feed and feed, and then eventually they get slaughtered. So, okay, let's finish up. We'll give you a little short anecdotal story. I took my kids, I had them last Wednesday, and they wanted to go to McDonald's. Normally, I take them to a high school field so they can run around. And I think I mentioned this in the episode two episodes back. And I wanted to wait till I dropped them off to go get real food or eat at home. But those fries, you know, those fries and the little cheeseburgers, they look so good. So I ate them. And in the past, back in my binge eating days, and I mentioned this like in Confessions of an Obese Child, Food is My Mistress, which is like episode maybe 28, I would talk about how I would, on the way home from work, I would stop at McDonald's, and because it was typically the cheapest place, or Taco Bell, you know, the 99 cent value places, and I would get two double cheeseburgers, and then I would go home and eat a real meal, and so I would hide it from my wife, because it was all about hiding it, right? That's how these addictions typically work. You want to hide them so you don't feel the shame or get the criticism. And I would just feel so yucky. You know, you feel so yucky when you eat fast food, or McDonald's in particular. And so when I ate these burgers yesterday, or last week, I should say, I didn't even know that they had removed that the meat was now fresh. I had no idea. I just assumed it was still the same crap McDevil's food that it's always been. And I noticed I wasn't as sick. And the French fries, of course, are famous for being loaded up with so many preservatives that, you know, you can drop a fry in your couch and find it 20 years later, and it's still going to look yellow. The guy from Morgan Spurlock from Supersize Me, he there's a classic YouTube video where he puts a Filet-O-Fish, a McDonald's Big Mac, a quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and then a local burger from a local joint and local fries, and he puts them in these glass containers and covers them. And then he checks back like after a week, after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks to see how they're decomposing. And the local burger and the local fries are decomposing. They have green mold and everything on it. And the Filet-O-Fish and quarter pounder, they're all kind of molding, but not as fast. And then at the end, at 6 weeks, they're all just oozing with just, it's just, they're all disgusting, just black, and they're like percolating almost. But the fries look the same because they're just shot up with so many preservatives. And again, when we eat preservatives, what is that doing to our body? So I will say, look, lettuce laud, McDonald's, and the other fast food places, Panera, Dunkin' Donuts, they're all, you know, trying to get away from either antibiotic laid in meat, or they're taking out AZO from the bread, or they're taking out high fructose corn syrup. Let's laud them, because ultimately, if this is true in the fact that they are doing it and they're not caught in a lie, this benefits all of our health. Now, the cynic will, of course, say that they're only doing this because they know they've been losing profit. As a whole, McDonald's has been losing profit several years now in most of fast food, because now we're in this eat clean kind of hashtag eat clean. And especially maybe the higher socioeconomic people are weaning their way off of McDonald's and going to places like Panera or Chipotle or some of these other places. And so McDonald's is like, oh damn, we are losing the rich organic-y people. You know, we'll still always have the uneducated, ignorant, poor people who don't even know, don't even care. You know, they're always going to be our customers as they, you know, twirl their mustaches. But they are losing a certain demographic to Panera and Chipotle. And so they're like, oh, we need to reformulate our burgers and then, you know, tout it, to promulgate it, tell people about it. And no doubt we're going to see an increase of the price of these burgers to offset the fact that they can't be using the super cheap sweeteners like high fructose corn syrup, which is in fact cheaper than sugar, and all these other preservatives are taken out. So we're going to see it in the wallet, no doubt. I mean, like there's always excuses for increasing the price of anything. So it's like when Kraft was caught putting MSGs in food dyes, and it was mostly the food dyes, and then the Kraft mommies came out and they signed a petition and they put pressure on Kraft, and Kraft was like, okay, we'll take out the food dyes. Because, you know, they're linked to bladder cancer and ADHD and all these other issues. And so everyone was like, yay, Kraft, you're the best, Kraft. And no one asked the question, why the freak are you putting in these toxins in our food in the first place? You know, they can manipulate the narrative so well, where now we see them as heroes for taking them out and not seeing them as villains for putting it in the first place. So they shouldn't even had it in the first place. It's the same thing with the McDonald's. It's like, oh, thanks, McDonald's, for taking it out. You know, that you're the best. How about not putting it in the first place for what, the last 40 years? And certainly in the last 20 years, it's contributed so much sickness and maladies and cancer and obesity and diabetes. And so now we're supposed to laud you for taking it out. Oh, and by the way, you're going to raise the prices? Oh, great. Yeah, you're really a hero. So look, always have a cynical eye on everything. Kudos to McDonald's for taking this crap out. Hopefully they maintain it. But see the BS for what it is. It's BS. They're losing profits. They want to recoup the cost. They're going to increase the prices of the food. And please don't ever see these places, these purveyors of diabetes, as anything good for society. Society would be better if they were completely purged. You know, of course, hopefully with the employees get different jobs somewhere else, but the world would be better. Now, of course, a lot of people have to use fast food because, you know, they work, double income family or the convenience of it. But definitely our life would be better if we didn't have fast food. And then some people will say, oh, but, you know, Gregory, these places offer such cheap food, right? Oh, you can get a burger for 99 cents and a fries for 99 cents. Yeah. And can you find that at a grocery store? Well, actually, you can. Of course you can. A can of beans, though it's laden in BPA, a can of beans is very nutrient dense, and you can get those for 50 cents. You can get canned vegetables for very cheap. You can find, like, bananas are insanely cheap, 40 cents a pound. So you can find very inexpensive foods that are relatively nutrient dense that are not as toxic laden than you would for going for the 99-cent burgers and the 99-cent fries and certainly the sodas, because fast food, just like convenience stores, make most of their profit from the sodas. It's the sodas that they make tons of profit. And so let's not like apotheosize these establishments for and actually like mistake these actions for them actually caring about our health. Fast food and restaurants don't give a damn about our health. All they want is our money. And they will do whatever it takes to either laden our food with MSGs and other crap so it's so tasty and addictive that we keep going, or they'll manipulate it and, you know, take out some of these toxic ingredients. Not all of them, because the pickles still have it. and some of the other burgers do. And they'll just spin it as a way to raise prices to recoup their profits there. So these people are insidious. Don't be deceived in thinking that they're actually good for your health. The best thing for your health is to stay away from these places completely, and then just follow all the other recommendations that I've mentioned throughout this podcast series. All right, guys, as always, please hit the subscribe button. It would take you 2 seconds, and post a review for this episode and for the podcast series, and let other people know about it. It would mean a great deal to us if you could do that. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to NPE Radio and Occult Health News. Visit our website at naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Occult Health News and at our Facebook page at Naturopathy Earth. Please consider a donation at patreon.com/naturopathicearth. Consider subscribing to our podcast. And as always, please post an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this. And remember the core belief at NPE. Let food be thy medicine. Let nature be thy healer. Until next time. Music attributed to Nine Inch Nails.